We're going to get right into the homily. But before we do, I'll share this story with you. Outside of church, the man tells me, "My wife is mean." The other day, when I told her that I've had it with my boss and I'm going to give him a piece of my mind, she commented, "Be careful with that. You don't have a lot to spare." Like I say, we better get right into the homily. From our gospel, the disciples were tossed about by the waves. The wind was against them. There are times when each of us is tossed about by the waves of life, when the wind is against us. We might be tossed about by hurricanes, the threat of hurricanes. We might be tossed about by violence, and the threat of more violence. We might be tossed about by the coronavirus. We might be tossed about when we see our savings, our stocks, dwindle. We might be tossed about by the loss of our job. Might be tossed about by the loss of our marriage. And we might be tossed about by the loss of our health, our mobility, our independence. And there are many, many other storms that can toss us about throughout all the stages of our life. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, they were terrified. They were paralyzed with fear. Fear can paralyze us also. Jesus took away the disciples' problem when he calmed the waves and the wind. Then they exclaimed, "Truly, you are the Son of God." But what do you think about this? See what you think about this. When God takes away our problems, we have faith in God's abilities, just as did the disciples. But when God doesn't take away our problems, could it be because God has faith in our abilities? Not only from the storm, but also from our faith. We know that we never walk alone. No matter what our problems may be, we know that we can always put our hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. We know that we can always put our hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. We know that no problem is greater than he.